Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions. Why am I so real?
You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM. The gateway to the weekend has arrived for yet another edition of Conversation Digest, Party Central. We are, in fact, the verbal extravaganza. The K-Man's in the house, as well as Dr. Rent. I'm the condition. We've got a huge episode this evening. What's going on with Wausau Labor Day parades? There only is one, so far as I'm concerned, or so far as I know. But what happened with that? We'll have an actual timeline of events. What transpired this past week with politicians and parades. We also have hard-hitting news up in just a few moments. In addition, we have a discussion about the relation that the Cayman's cat has with the net gain of jobs in America in the August month of 2011.
Oh, I think I get this one already.
That much, much more. What we saw on the way to the studio up in just a few moments. And the I don't give a crap moment of the week. That'll be up in just a bit. And so we'll talk about all that stuff and much, much more. We're live this evening until 8:30. And then at 8:30, we will have the vintage portion of the conversation episode for this, your first week of September 2011. K-Man, you're killing me here, man.
I'm trying to, my hardest.
I know, I got you.
No, trying to kill you.
I understand that, sir. I understand that. All right, right now on Conversation Digest, hard-hitting news on WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest. Before I go any further, K-Man, because of this new sounder board that he designed for me, where all my sounders for all of the different features for Conversation Digest are listed, and I get to play them. I choose when to play them.
Well, you don't even have it up yet.
It was up for a moment.
I didn't hear it.
Well, here it is. I'll do it. So, Conversation Digest, every single week at this time, hard-hitting news. Okay, man, you're...
Is it just me, or am I the only one?
No, he's...
Try it again.
Okay, that's the I don't give a crap moment of the week. Hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest. There we go.
Yeah, we're good.
All
okay.
Right.
Minnesota story. This is big-time hard-hitting news. CBS Minnesota, North Branch girl, 5, suffers bat bite at Walmart. That in just a moment here. Before we go any further, WNRBLP sponsors, we would like to show our appreciation by mentioning them on the air. With their donations, we continue to be on the air very successfully as your community radio station, WNRBLP, Essential Home Care Incorporated, as well as Hmong Quality Home Care LLC as your WNRBLP underwriting sponsors. Thank you for your continued support. Hard-hitting news. Bat bites a girl at Walmart. North Branch, WCCO. That's a radio station or a TV station probably. 5-year-old North Branch girl is recovering after an unusual run-in with a bat at a retail store. On these final days of summer, Zoe Zacherson would normally be enjoying the outdoors. But instead, she's barely able to... Oh, this is worse than I thought it was. I didn't know she couldn't move.
Well, now you know.
I only read the title of the story.
Apparently, we don't pre-read the stories. Is
no,
that what
never.
You're telling me?
I usually don't.
He likes
don't.
The headlines.
I don't get any further than the headlines for hard-hitting news. But I know that instinctively if they're hard-hitting. She's barely able to move, all because of what happened on a trip to Walmart in Cambridge. And it wasn't that a person, a shopper at Walmart bit her, but rather it was a bat that traumatized her. She's very traumatized.
The greeters are now vampires, is that what you're saying?
Well, they might be more pleasant than your typical Walmart greeter. Holly Townley.
Bats?
Wait a minute. So Zoe has a different name than her, a different last name than her mother. So that's fine. Last week, Zoe and her mom were grocery shopping. She was sitting in the child part of the cart, not the mother, but rather the child, minding her own business. What else will a little girl do? How old is she?
Have you been to Walmart? Have you actually ever seen a child mind their own business?
No, it's a ridiculous line.
The kid's business is everyone's business.
Okay, here's the kid's business. I want this toy. I want that toy, mommy. Mommy, 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 let's get some ice cream. That's the child minding his own business. We know that. She was sitting in the cart minding her own business. I'm sure she'll be fine. Otherwise, I wouldn't be joking about it. When they walked down the frozen food section, they encountered the unexpected visitor. The bat flew down the pizza aisle, flew back at them, flew down and landed on her, attacking her and bit her leg. Her leg still has a mark from the bat bite. On her right leg is a mark from the painful treatment that followed. So apparently the treatment that followed was worse than the bite itself.
Yeah, if there was a risk of rabies, have the rabies...
Shot in the navel, right?
Ugh.
Depends upon your size. Sometimes it's legs. It depends upon, especially if it's still a young kid. But it's unpleasant.
According to the mother, Holly, she had a series of 3 shots of rabies. Although doctors don't know for sure whether or not the bat had rabies, they consider it rabid because bats don't bite. Yeah, tell that to the cattle that they're sucking off of all the time for blood.
Wouldn't that be a vampire bat then?
Well, we don't know if this is a vampire bat, now, do we, K-Man? Well, we don't know that, do we, K-Man?
Maybe we should have pre-read it.
You see, maybe it was a fruit bat, and part of her minding her own business was spilling one of those like fruit popsicles all over herself.
Well, kids,
and it was
usually
it just
that.
Saw her as a great big tomato
or a big mosquito. Maybe she was buzzing. So then the bat's like, well, that's a huge mosquito. So she had 103-degree temperature, very achy, sore joints, almost as if she were a 90-year-old man. See, that's not necessary. You don't throw the old man under the bus. You're going to be old someday, person that wrote this article. So actually, Holly said that. So the mother is very insensitive to the elderly people of America. Nice going, Holly. Your daughter gets bit by a bat.
Some people's parents.
And you are being cruel by making fun of her symptoms as being that of an old person. After 3 trips to the emergency room, Holly asked Walmart to help pay medical bills, but she said they refused. Well, I would too, I think that Walmart, where am I? According to Holly, Walmart claimed they aren't responsible for any costs tied to that bat attack. Walmart Senior Manager for Media Relations, Deanna G., said the store has a claims process for incidents within the store. Well, of course they do. The insurance company would probably, but I digress with the rest of the story. We hired a pest management company, but have never had a problem with bats at that store.
We still don't have a problem with bats at that store. There's just one.
Well, there might be a slew of babies.
They should get my cat in there to catch
it. K-Man's cat is always capturing bats at the K-Man's lair in a certain unspecified location.
He likes playing with them. He thinks they're toys.
And then they end up dying.
Well, last one didn't die. It got thrown outside.
K-Man doesn't mind it when he sees animals die unnecessarily.
Oh, yeah, that's
what
happens.
He could be a very cruel, insensitive person. Okay, man, I'm disgusted with you.
I'm disgusted with you.
Okay, I don't blame you. All right, that was hard-hitting news each and every week at this time on Conversation Digest. Right now on Conversation Digest, where is my... with the item, give a crap, moment of the week, what we saw in the... Oh, crud.
You really messed that one up.
Right now, each and every week at this time, what we saw on the way to the studio.
Can you redo this form and actually put timestamps?
I think I will.
Not the Grand. What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week, we take a look at what we saw on the way to this, your community radio station studio, WNRBLP. Dr. Rent, what did you see on the way to the studio this evening?
You had me go first last week, and you're probably not going to want to follow me, so I'll go last this week.
The one I have is pathetic, and all it does is highlight the K-Man's pathetic behavior. Okay, K-Man, since we can't trump his, let's have you go first, because odds are yours is the worst of the 3. I apologize, you did not deserve that. What did you see on the way to the studio this evening? No, because see, we've been doing this feature for 2 years, K-Man. And you're supposed to know every week you've got to have something
ready, but apparently it might have to be doing with Oh, when I was driving into the studio parking lot, someone was... I can't use that same statement that I used out there. Yeah, they were tailgating me, and they tried to get around me on the right. They almost tried to, but then I went right in front of them. So I cut someone off, even though I was cutting someone off from being a jerk. Oh, my mouth. What's wrong with
me? The worst part of that scenario, though, wasn't that that person
It wasn't my fault this time.
No, but the worst part was that when we were driving, that happened when I was saying something. I was talking, and then you started yelling, and you interrupted me.
Oh, that's the worst part
That was the worst part of that scenario. Okay, so that's what...
Yeah, my words tonight are going, ugh.
Yeah, just like your mind and your liver, because you drink too much. Why did I just say that? So what I saw on the way to the studio this evening, actually, it was at the WAHMA, the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association. It was a pathetic thing to see. The K-Man was trying to break a dollar. He had donated some money into the WNRBLP tip, or it's a collection jar. You know, because we need donations helped us to keep going as a non-commercial radio station. The K-Man did put some money in there, God bless him. But he also wanted to break a dollar. So he had opened the lid after he had given some money. He wanted to buy a soda in the break room. So this is horrible, K-Man. He's trying to break his dollar
in
the donation tip jar.
So basically, I don't know if he's religious, but if he were, he's the kind of person who makes change in the offering plate.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't do that.
Jesus would tip your
table
over.
There'd be more people around to see me doing that.
And then what made matters worse, so because I had to explain to another volunteer host, the gentleman on before us, what it is that the K-Man was doing. And the gentleman that's on before us, wonderful person, he just smiled, and I think he realized that we're both idiots.
I wasn't trying to steal money.
So I know you weren't. You had donated money, and that's good. But at any rate, the K-Man wasn't stealing. He was just trying to change his dollar in the donation jar. That's what I saw on the way to the studio. Dr. Wren, you're up now.
You have met my canine companion, 160 pounds of St. Bernard. And since Monday, the poor fellow has been suffering from diarrhea.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no.
On the way to the studio, and pretty much anytime I'm away from home for more than 3 hours, I come home to the equivalent of a fecal grenade explosion.
Ugh.
The first one I have a picture of on my phone because it was just in one area. It was like cow pie-ish, just a blob, like the consistency of melted chocolate, about 9 inches in diameter and about an inch thick. But... And I was disgusted by that.
Is he having anxieties?
I don't know if it was a change in the food or I don't know what it was. I went down to a wonderful place in town called Katzenbarker's and I got him some probiotics and he's getting better. But that one, as disgusted as I was by that one, you know, to come home one day for lunch and to find, literally, it's like an explosion. Trails here, like it'll be a blob here and then a trail that'll go like a foot or two because, and once... Once I was home...
K-Man loves this.
Once I was home when he felt it coming, and he came up to my chair, and you saw his tail kind of half going up. And I'm like, uh-oh, don't cock your tail at me. I quick run to the back door, and I let him outside. And as soon as he gets outside, he gets that tail up, and it shoots. It's like liquid. It's like a liquid slurry, but he's able to project it 2.5 to 3 feet behind him.
You know that shaved ice machine
I have, on the way to the studio, I have been exposed to an endless supply of poo, which is why I said neither one of you were going to want to follow it.
Oh, I don't think I'll be able to.
I feel bad for him for having the.
We all feel
bad for him, and he feels bad too because he knows he's not supposed to, you know, go in the house, and it bothers him too. It does.
He's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that. Yeah.
He whines and cries. It's like, you know. You know, Doc, look what happened. I'm sorry. Can you clean it up? Because it's a mess. And the cat, needs to say the cats are not pleased.
Whether it's the K-Man, you know, giving horrible treatment to another driver or...
No, they gave me the horrible treatment first.
And him interrupting me while I was telling a story in his vehicle while we were on this way to the studio. Or perhaps it's, you know, me seeing the K-Man raiding the donation jar, even though he was just trying to make change. Or Dr. Rents... St. Bernard having a horrible time. Oh, jeez. There is a picture on his cell phone.
That was the first one. That was the 9-inch diameter cow pie.
And that's what we saw on the way to the studio.
There's spatter marks.
All right. Each and every week at this time, right into the next feature on Conversation Digest, we have the I Don't Give a Crap.
We need smell-o-vision.
Moment of the week.
Oh, we don't need that.
We still need you, K-Man.
No, we're talking about we don't need smell-o-vision.
Oh, no.
Dr. Rent's phone.
Because you got the 3D phones now. How cool would it be if I could push a button and it would project?
I thought...
Because I can smell it. That's how bad it is. I can smell it. Oh, we're still hot?
Yeah.
You hit the button.
Oh, no, I didn't.
JS Online. General Sentinel out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Are we opening a can of apple worms at zoo? This is a story that's a precursed by the Planet of the Apes prequel, Attack of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and this particular article, I don't give a crap about. It's an article that talks about us giving technology to apes and how we're going to come back to regret it.
Will you please stop looking at K-Man?
K-Man is a knuckle dragger. The same day, what this gentleman says, I saw the new movie of the Rise of the Planet of the Apes this week and learned that if you enhance the intelligence of primates in captivity, they will turn on us. And so they gave an iPad to this orangutan, and they're worried about, this guy writes a horrible article, and I'm not going to even talk about it anymore because I don't give a crap about it. Each and every week at this time on Conversation Digest. It's horrible. What he's saying is that okay. So we give the iPad to the orangutan, and so when he gets this technology,
but did he not watch the movie? It wasn't an orangutan.
It was
a chimpanzee.
It was an ape.
Right. So he's already messed it up.
How am I supposed to write that down? What does that like?
Heidi songs.
Okay.
And broadcasting live out of the epicenter of WASA's activity, your community radio station, the only community radio station in these here parts, WNRBLP WASA 93.3 FM. It's your station, WASA. It's your station. All right, enough of that song. Get those stupid kids off there.
You're driving the mouse, dude.
Barely. Got an animal-heavy evening this evening on Conversation Digest, apparently. Whether it's a St. Bernard with a bad stomach ache, or otherwise bats that bite girls at Walmart, or otherwise an orangutan that gets an iPad at the zoo and now we're worried about it getting too intelligent and taking over the planet.
His intelligence and just rise it up.
And there is one quasi-animal question on current events.
Excellent. Speaking of which, Dr. Ren's current events coming up in about 21 minutes at 40 after the hour. On WNRBLP WASA each and every week. If the good doctor is able to join us, Dr. Runs Current Events, where I will destroy the K-Man, he will go home weeping. K-Man.
I always cry.
Yes, you do, sir.
You did the other night.
I haven't cried in years, to be honest with you. When I was younger, I used to cry all the time.
Oh, so you lied to me.
I said I was at home drunk and crying. You think I was really crying? Is that what I told you?
Yeah.
Well, I
assume you're giving me the truth all the time.
No, I'm not crying. I'm just, all I'm trying to relay to you is that I'm probably having a bad moment. It was during, I think, the Brewers were losing or the Packer game was on, right? The Packer game was on.
Probably it was.
The Packer game was on, and they actually won 21-20, didn't they? Isn't that what that score was?
That seems about right.
Okay. Once again, you're getting into current events territory.
Oh, so we got to be careful. Okay, I'm not going to talk about that stuff anymore. So, K-Man doesn't know anything about sports anyway. He thinks that a football is made out of rubber. A real NFL football is made of?
Pigskin.
Pigskin, yes. Which K-Man eats he'll eat a ham and also the skin off a pig.
I'll eat a full pig. I don't care.
No, I don't care either. All right, JS Online, main topic of the week. Subtopic number one, because we've got two topics this evening for the main conversation piece of the week. Top 100 workplaces in southeastern Wisconsin. My place of location of employment not on this list. Surprised? I'm not saying.
Well, you're not in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah, but that company is, though.
Yeah,
they're all over. But I'm not going to say... I'm not making any statements about whether I like my job or not. So.
Oh, but here's the key, though.
500 employees or more. Yeah.
Does your employer really have 500 people in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I've tried to get help. They've only got like two people working at any one time.
Well, each particular location would have probably over, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to 75 employees.
But only one on the floor.
Okay, for the second year, the Journal Sentinel worked with, is Gannett on there, by the way? The Gannett newspapers, I don't think that would be listed. The print media is dead anyway. Just ask Egon from
Prince
Ghostbusters.
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Journal Sentinel worked with Workplace Dynamics, a suburban Philadelphia company that surveys companies and analyzes the data to determine the area's top workplaces. This process began last fall when we asked area companies to participate. Workplace Dynamics sent solicitations to area companies, urging them to participate in the survey process. The Journal Sentinel also ran articles and advertisements, otherwise known as advertisements, in print and online, urging companies to participate. Anyone who is able to nominate a company for consideration, the only requirement, the workplace must have a minimum of 50 employees in Southeast Wisconsin. Organizations may be public, private, government, or nonprofit. K-Man, is your place of employment possibly on this list if you were in Southeast Wisconsin?
No, it's less than 500 people, the condition.
Okay. 50, though.
Oh, less than 50?
Because they had different categories. You had the 500 and up, and then you had the 150 to 499, and then you had the, the 50 to...
It's less than 50.
The nomination deadline...
Nobody... This is not a good place to work right there.
Well, it's probably a suburban gangland right there in that map. On the map on JS Online, there's a map that shows locations where heavy locations for a quality place of employment. But pertaining to last year, the nomination deadline was October 29th, although it was extended by several weeks to allow for maximum participation. By the end of the year, 1,063 companies were invited to participate. Ultimately, 204 companies chose to be surveyed, and those companies employed 112,605 workers in the area.
So 204 companies, three classes with 50 companies in each class. It's like the Special Olympics. Everybody gets a prize.
Maybe that's what they wanted to do. Okay. So they all feel good about themselves.
Well, I would like to know if anyone can guess without looking at the list, knowing what you know about what places, what sorts of places might be in Southeast Wisconsin. What was the best company to work for, according to the survey?
Well, I saw the number one.
Oh, you did too, K-Man?
Yeah, it starts with a K.
Yeah, well, it's not the K-Man, I'll tell you that.
It's K-Man's a business of fun.
It's Quick Trip. Lo and behold, Quick Trip is the number one company with top large workplaces, 500 employees or more. Quick Trip is the best place, according to this survey, in the top 100 workplace of 2011. Now, whether you're handing out a burrito or a Cholito or otherwise some other fast food item that's on the grill and sprit.
And truth be told, if you can't find it a Quick Trip, you don't need it.
That used to be Fleet Farm's logo or slogan.
Unofficial one?
So we always know there's Quick Trips all over the place. Do you have a particular Quick Trip that you just can't go into because you got into an argument with someone that works there?
I know you did.
I have a map of businesses in Wausau
that you can't go to. That's
not true.
No, he's got a map of businesses he can go to because that didn't take nearly as long.
It's a much smaller map. So, but the
so
workers,
true, though.
And what is it that they say about Quick Trip that's so incredible? I mean, is it the potatoes, the onions, or what have you? No, the Zietlow family's regard for employees. This is what gets you number one out of the other 500 employees or more type businesses. What gets you number one on this survey? They put the workers first.
So that means like they give them guns so that they actually have a fighting chance when there's a holdup?
Well, I don't know what they do. The Zietlow family, we know that they call them company workers.
They pay them in gas.
What else do we... Well, I mean, if you're doing that, then you get, $369, $379 in Obama's America. Okay, I'm not going to go there. But right now on JS Online, we have a picture of two very happy Quick Trip employees.
The one gets to talk to boyfriend, because she's pretty serious looking. So, you can get... And the other one... What did the guy buy? Is that like 40 to 1 two-cycle oil? Why would you get a receipt for that?
Well, maybe it's a business expense. Maybe it's a business car. And
well, he wants to return it after he's done using it.
Well, Debbie Doubley, in this picture, she laughs as she helps a customer at the Quick Trip store on the corner of Racine Avenue and Highway 164 in Waukesha.
Hey, I've been to that Quick Trip.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm a member of the Corvette Club, and that's the closest one to where
Well, did you
are.
Meet Debbie Doubley? Doobie? Debbie Doobie?
I pay at the pump, so I don't doubt it.
I can never figure out pay at the pump, so I always go in.
Well, you actually need a balance on the card to do it.
Oh, they don't. I don't have that.
A positive balance, not a negative one.
I don't have that. So Quick Trip's number one. What other kind of businesses do we think were in the top 10 or top 20 of the businesses with at least 500 employees? Now, some of these places you've
well,
heard of, good listener.
I would think that a government entity would be on there because think about it. You know, if you work for the government, you're employed for life. You get, you know, you don't have to work. You don't have to actually work.
Well, we'll just kind of jump around here.
There's a government entity.
University of Wisconsin Whitewater. Ugh. Waste Management. How is that the name of a company? Waste Management's the name of a company.
Yeah, you're not familiar with Waste Management? There's a big green garbage trucks.
Yeah, that's what. But that's not a business name. That's a service.
No, that's the name of the business. Waste
oh,
Management
is it really?
Incorporated.
Isn't that what Tony Soprano was involved in? Waste Management.
Yeah, this is a big multinational, probably mafia-run company.
Waste Management.
Yeah.
You see, so they got voted on just because not voting them on would have resulted in some problems.
Well, it was cement boots and, you know, ending up in the river.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Robert W. Baird and Company Incorporated, Sargento Foods, Boucher Automotive Group, Northwestern Mutual, Foley and Lardner LLP. So if you're looking for a job, which you probably are because 9.1% of Americans are, might want to consider sending resumes to some of these places. Now, top mid-sized workplaces, and what that entitles us to consider it as a 150 to 499 employees, top mid-sized workplaces, Stowell Associates Select Staff, which I've never heard of. I've never heard of UMB Fund Services, Inc.
I wouldn't want to work. When you think about number 14...
GI Associates.
Oh, gastrointestinal.
How can that be a good workplace?
What is it?
Gastrointestinal. Like
that's the people who check out the other end.
Yeah.
If I had enough money to take my puppy to a doctor, it would be a GI doctor.
Ugh.
Yeah. So that's a potentially hazardous work environment.
Well, unless you're just doing paperwork, which I would rather do if I was in the GI.
Oh, see another. Look at that. Number one.
Maple Dale Indian
a school
High School
district.
District.
A school district. Hey, number six. Maybe you should, you know, look at that.
Good Karma Broadcasting. Ugh. What broadcasts around goes, whatever.
Hey, how is this number 17 and not higher up?
Badger Liquor Company.
How would working for a liquor company not just be the best
job
on the planet?
You know that the business isn't going to falter because people in...
Especially in Wisconsin.
Today's America are drinking bottles of liquor. It's a proven fact. Am I right? K-Man, check out statistical analysis on K-Man. Bear with me here. K-Man. Statistical analysis that to prove that people are drinking more during the Obama administration than they did when bootlegging was going on.
I saw a graph once that showed that there was more bars than grocery stores in Wisconsin than the rest of the United
but
States.
But that's one state.
Well,
I'm talking about on the national
level. Well,
where's
that one? Don't you have a different chart about why people drink?
Yeah.
You know, like perceived something and actual something and then that gap in between?
Yeah. Maybe you should...
Is marriage the first one on there or is it economic hardship?
I'm
just joking around. That's a horrible thing to say, so... You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. All right, so what we're talking about right now is the best places to work. Sorry, Northeast Wisconsin and Central Wisconsin. We're talking about the best places to work in Southeast Wisconsin. Now, the Milwaukee Brewers, I don't see on this list. But that doesn't mean they're not a good place to work. Am I right, K-Man? K-Man, am I right?
I wouldn't mind working for them.
I wouldn't mind working for the Green Bay Packers. I've thought about submitting a resume to them.
What would you do there?
I have no idea. Concessions?
Would you be the mascot?
What, a big G running around?
If you were running concessions, you would get so many people angry and you start yelling at them.
I've done concessions before.
You would yell at them.
I was selling concessions at a Madison theater, movie theater, when I was 19 years old.
How many people did you get in a fight with?
Not many. Well, one of the employees. And there was...
it just makes sense that you would.
Let's put it this way. He swung first. Wasn't my fault. Why do I say stuff like that on the air? Because it's a joke.
Well, apparently garbage. There's another garbage carrier.
No, and I've heard that waste management and garbage guys make a lot of money, and women, of course. They all make a lot of money, and it's a decent... You always know there's going to be garbage to pick up, K-Man, right?
So the best businesses to get into are liquor and garbage?
Evidently.
Well, for job security, anyway.
And government jobs, because the private sector's dying. I mean, I don't even know where I'm going at with that statement. Okay, so we've got Dr. Ren's current events coming up in nine short minutes. And remember, good listener, we'll be on the air until 8:30 live. In just a moment here, we're going to tell you why it is that the K-Man's kitty cat has an association with the net gain employment in August of 2011.
Honorable mentions. Like I said, it's like the Special Olympics. Everybody gets a prize. So even if you didn't find your way onto one of these 150 lists, those 15 companies who didn't get on got honorable mentions.
Well, I hate to say this, but guess who it is that invents these sorts of, let's make everybody feel good about themselves. That there is no such thing as a loser. I hate to say it, K-Man, but you know who it is. It's your political brethren, the liberals.
Oh.
Sorry, K-Man.
Thank you.
Well, no, this whole we've got to make everyone feel good crap, it's ridiculous.
Well, you're not making me feel good.
Well, I apologize, K-Man. You're a good person.
The last 3 months has just been dump on K-Man.
715-842-8900. Studio line is now officially open. Make a phone call. Make a verbal contribution if necessary. I can't say it like that. The toll number, the
toll free.
It's not really a toll free number. Free. It's not a 800
when you're
number,
local.
So.
It's toll free.
If you call us from a cell phone, it's toll free.
Yeah, well, 715-842-8900. Cell phone or get in the phone. If there's a phone booth around you, they don't have them around anymore. Really, in America,
there's an online auction where you can buy one. So if you want one, I can hook you up.
I can barely afford a cheap grocery shopping. Honestly.
Yeah, but, in your neighborhood, you put it outside, you put a phone in it, you put some quarters in it, they'll probably drop in a buck and a half before they figure out you don't have any phone line run out to it.
Well, that's true, because people aren't all that bright, so they really, I shouldn't, why am I, I'm being a real jerk tonight, I apologize, America.
Set it up so a dial tone goes, but it's not really a dial tone.
Okay, and for the time being, we're going to tell you what it is that the K-Man's kitty cat has in common with the net gain growth of jobs in America in August 2011. K-Man, what is your kitty cat's name?
Zero.
K-Man, how many jobs net gain did we see in America in 2011, August, the month that we just saw go by?
Probably zero.
Oh, that is the similarity. Why am I such a jerk? I have no idea. But that, I'll tell you what, that's a scary thing, isn't it? I mean, it's got to be perceived. Here's the thing. Several hundred thousand jobs, I think it was 900,000 jobs they thought were created in the month of August.
900,000?
Or was it 300?
Minus 900,000?
Or was it 300,000? Whichever.
Well, it's a proven fact that over 75% of statistics are completely made up at the time.
K-Man, don't you have one girlfriend?
Oh, that's made up in the spot as well.
That's not nice of me. I apologize.
See, it's back on the whole concept of the condition dumping on the K-Man
I'm
for the last 3 months.
I'm not to do a K-Man. I'm sorry. K-Man, you're a great friend of mine.
I don't know how
and
to
And his
that.
Ride home.
And my... Actually, no, my car's out there.
Oh, I don't know that I've ever seen it, so I don't know
that
I can identify it.
It's a red Toyota Corolla. We forgot. I shouldn't say that. No,
and the license plate
no,
is...
No, you don't even know.
It's probably valid.
It is.
Oh, mine's valid.
I have to pay for the update in November. So Dr. Ren's current events
once
coming
December
up in five
along,
short minutes.
Throw some more money out for that thing.
We have a... earlier yes. today, the K-Man and I were on The Mix with Kenneth McVeigh and Don Gifford.
And I was showing properties all over town, and I completely forgot to tune in. That would have been entertaining.
It was pretty good. But what happened was I brought up the fact that on Conversation Digest, because they prefaced the conversation with, tell us about your show. So I started talking about it, and I said, look, we banter, we make fun of each other.
And then you jumped into making fun of me.
Well, but K-Man, I talked about how I would quite often give updates on my sweet little Willipaw, my mini schnauzer.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
Despite the fact that they both are pretty regular listeners of Conversation Digest, they had no idea who Willipaw was. My little mini schnauzer had...
Who doesn't know who she is.
She got her hair cut today.
Well, you see, they probably just thought that was like a euphemism for your girlfriend or something.
Oh, that's Leah. Oh, by the way.
Uh-oh.
The hot dog episode of 2011. If she's listening, I'm going to get in trouble for this. But so I'm trying to get ready to come to the station, right? Yesterday, Leah and I did some grocery shopping, of which some of those items were brats and some hot dogs. Leah is a lot smaller than me. She shouldn't have to eat as much as me, which she doesn't. But for whatever reason, today, she's trying to do the math because the hot dogs are now gone, and she starts accusing me of eating almost all the hot dogs. So we started going over, okay, I had 4 yesterday, she had 2. I had 3 today, but then I was eating another 2 when I was leaving for the studio. And it turned into, she was barraging me. Oh, she is listening. Well, whatever. I like hot dogs. I can't tell her enough that there isn't any other food in the house right now except, what am I supposed to eat? What am I going to eat, K-Man?
I've known that.
Well, didn't you say there was brats?
Well, I could have had those too, but she really likes those brats.
Sometimes when women are pregnant, they eat dirt, so you could eat some dirt.
Where did you hear that nonsense?
So what you're saying is for her, it's not length, it's actually like...
Oh, well, okay. I have no idea. All I know is that, the hot dogs are gone. I apologize. So if nothing else, this is the conditions apology moment of the week. Leah, I'm sorry that the hot dogs are all gone. I apologize.
You know, that... Write that down. The conditions apology moment of the week, I think, should be a standard 7:35 thing.
I will say that I will have
things
with its own sounder.
I will have more solid material for that feature than any other feature on this show. Because every week, you have no idea. Do you have to apologize to your wife a lot, or is that kind of thing not turn up in your relationship?
Some of us respect each other.
Oh, burn! What is that? Well, Leah and I, she says to me the other day about...
Leah is going to get a headache from how often her eyes roll.
Isn't that the truth? Well, she needs to get new glasses.
She's
going to
stab you while you're sleeping.
So Dr. Unscrewing Events coming up in 2 minutes. And then also we've got more on the discussion of the best workplaces in southeastern Wisconsin. Plus, we've also got another story about the parade in Wausau. And who is it that said, okay, you want to say no Republicans, then you Democrats get to pay for all the money. You get to pay the money for the expenses. Who said that? And you know what? It surprised me. I was surprised by this.
Yeah, especially since...
Yeah, well, right. And there'll be a data timeline about the events that transpired in the past week that's led up to the point where we're at right now with gentlemen... 7th District Congressional Leader Sean Duffy. K-Man,
yes.
There is no sneezing in the studio. You must be allergic to good radio programming. That's got to be the case.
No, I don't think that's the problem.
All right, right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week at this time.
What?
Dr. N's current events. We got to get that on here, too.
So should we give him his 2 gimme questions?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Actually, you know what? To make this fun, let's flip it.
Well, to make it fun, we'll have to get rid of the K-Man. Oh, I'm sorry, K-Man.
Ooh.
I didn't mean that.
Especially since he has a 1-point lead. Because he has a 1-point lead from a pre-production issue, Condition's first question is actually going to go to K-Man instead.
Stupid K-Man.
What local community event made national headlines when Republicans were excluded?
It was with that parade deal that's going on.
You're going to have to be a little bit... This is a gimme, so you have to be specific.
Oh, isn't it the Memorial Day parade? I don't know. Some parade.
Go ahead.
Oh, wow.
Take the steal.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where have you been? Do you know when Memorial Day is, sir?
And he's mentioned it twice already.
Okay, I'm not going to berate you because...
I knew there was something with that.
It's the Labor Day parade, K-Man.
Oh, it seems as Labor Day is coming up this weekend.
Oh, I can't wear white after it then.
And we're not talking about babies being born.
I get confused with Labor Day and Memorial Day.
One's in, what is it, May?
Yeah. One is the start of summer and one is the end.
I'm sorry I laughed at you. Well, I apologize.
That's fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at you, but seriously, you should.
And of course, because he got the steal, the bonus follow-up, why did organizers change their mind about disinviting Republicans?
Oh, is it for me?
Yeah, because you got the question, you get the follow-up.
Because Mayor Jim Tipple, who's my newest hero, says to them, you guys aren't going to allow Republicans, you get to pay for it. And that scared them away.
So, we got a 3-0 lead already, and then what was going to be K-Man's question is coming to you. A Wausau-based Army Reserve unit returned home this week from a year in Afghanistan. They were supposed to have returned home last week. Why were they delayed?
Hurricane Irene, or Tropical Storm Irene, or whatever it is.
Okay, so we now...
I was guessing. K-Man, what would you have said? No gas.
I probably would have just stared at the ceiling.
No fuel in the jet.
The bonus follow-up, what unit of the Army Reserve?
Is it a number?
It's a number and a description.
Is that yours, K-Man, or is that mine?
Oh,
you
it's
got
yours.
The question,
you got, right.
You got the bonus.
I don't know, the 77th Infantry?
The 428th Engineers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're looking at a 1-2-3 with the bonus. 4-0 so far.
Sorry, K-Man.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So, back to K-Man. The Packers, Green Bay Packers, final preseason game was last night. When is their first regular season game?
Aw, you worded it like it was going to be about the preseason game. isn't it like... Is it just a day, or do I have to say a time as well?
Tell you what, if you get a day, I'll give you the answer.
He's got a 1-7 chance. I've got Packer calendars all around my house. The conditions headquarters. I've got Packers schedules all over and K-Man. Oh, gosh.
It's either Sunday or Monday. I'm going to go with Monday.
Going to go for the steal?
Crap.
I'll say Thursday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m.
Okay, and for the 6-0 lead versus who?
Is this the K-Man's question?
You got it
right.
You
got the question, you get the bonus.
Why do you get that wrong all the time?
I don't know, but you know they can't play themselves, so obviously it's got to be one of 31 other teams, K-Man.
It's to you, not to me.
I know, and it's not the Milwaukee Cubs either, K-Man. It's the New Orleans Saints.
Man, he is just smoking it tonight. And I said one of the questions was quasi-animal related. Of course, remember, Badger alum here, Madison alum. The Wisconsin Badgers football season. Actually, this is technically your question.
Yeah.
The Packers was his. The Wisconsin Badgers football season started last night with a win over what team?
UNLV.
7-0.
It was 7-0?
No, that's your score so far against him. For bonus points, you know, if you remember last year, they actually had a term called being Bielema'd. That's when the team scored over 70 points against its opponent because the Badgers would do that. In their first game of the season, how many points did they score in their win?
You know, I didn't even hear. I'm going to say 71. Did they Bielema UNLV?
No, because for the entire second half, they put in all of the reserves. Because the first 8 possessions, they had scored 8 touchdowns. So they finally won 51-17, so 51 points. So you're at, what did we say, like 7? 7-0. So this is going to be kind of hard for you, K-Man.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm thinking.
The U.S., if you remember last week, we talked about Hurricane Irene. Well, this week, the U.S. is being threatened by yet another tropical storm. What is the tropical storm's name that's supposed to hit this weekend?
I wasn't really.
I barely knew about Irene until the day before, like last Thursday, I knew about it.
I think I need to start being nicer to the K, man. I think I've made that promise
it's
before.
Probably starting with J, K, K or L or something. K-man, hurricane or tropical storm K-man. I don't know.
That Although too, he's very close because that, there like is, your a, there Saint is a hurricane starting with K in the Atlantic right now.
Tropical storm K-man would be like your St. Bernard situation, FYI. I'm thinking I'm going to say Hurricane Jackie or Hurricane Larry. Tropical Storm Larry. How about that?
You know, you're probably going to face us when you get home. Tropical Storm Lee.
Ah! Except for the age. Hey.
Yeah, no. Look, no age. And, of course, because both of you missed, you get a chance at the bonus question. Where in the U.S. is this thing supposed to hit?
Isn't it Florida?
Anywhere in the Gulf Coast, I'll give you. So it's not a shutout. He avoided the shutout.
That's like one of those honorable mention employers.
Okay. So.
He's doing that to make you feel good about yourself.
Now, last week, this is the final question. Last week, one of our questions had to do with the Washington, D.C. earthquake. This week, another state was affected by an earthquake. What state got hit with an earthquake this week? As a hint, this morning.
I wasn't awake this morning.
And it's your question.
It's my question. I thought he got it correct. He got the last one correct.
But it was his question to get.
Oh.
You had tried to steal and you missed it, and then he got his bonus follow-up correct. So now this is your question. So what state got hit with an earthquake this week?
We'll just go with California.
Alaska got hit with the earthquake.
Well, what happened to Sarah Palin?
Oh, I didn't give him a chance to steal.
Oh, Alaska got it.
How severe was this earthquake?
Oh, we'll call it a 6.0. I mean, there's 8 on the Richter scale. Is that correct?
A what?
There's 8 on the Richter scale.
There is an 8. Is that what you're calling it?
Yes, there is an 8. No, I'm not. I'm calling it a... Well, okay. So, Sarah Palin probably won't run for president, and the fault line is much closer to California-style
answer.
And I ate toast the other morning, so the answer must be 6. 6 is my final answer.
Well, I guess?
I'll say, like, 4.
6.8.
That's potent, isn't it?
That is very potent.
Wow.
I should have been awake this morning.
So, you Beelamed him.
K-Man, can we play a
K-Man's
song?
K-Man's been Beelamed.
Like, I Am the Champion by Queen, please? I mean, just hear Freddie Mercury talking and singing about how I am the champion.
Or better yet, see if you can find like a Chipmunks remix of We Are the Champion.
Yeah, K-Man, would you find that, please?
I'll do my best.
I mean, I hate to trump you in a game that you win on occasion. I will admit that. You do win that on occasion. But tonight, I slaughtered you. It was like the Titanic hitting the iceberg.
And to be completely fair, missing the Labor Day question was pretty sad.
It killed you, K-Man. At that point, there was no chance that you would win that game.
I get Labor Day and Memorial Day mixed up.
I used to, but since I became an adult, I don't anymore. I am so sorry, K-Man.
Where did that come from?
I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, so we'll get back to that discussion just briefly about what the top Southeastern Wisconsin employers are. Quick Trip is the top-notch larger company, and how do we define a large company? In this particular survey, it's 500 employees or more. You know, that's how we define a larger company. So, Quick Trip is number one. What is it, though? They don't tell me what's so good about... Wow. Committed no crime. I've made a few. And I slaughtered the K-Man because he didn't have a prayer or a chance to beat me. Oh. And Dr. Ren's current events. How does the Zietlow family... Have you ever met the Zietlow family of Quick Trip fame, Dr. Ren?
I have not.
How do they go from that? Why don't they call it Z-Trip? Or Zietlow Trip? How do they get... I mean, I guess some business owners don't care about having
and
their name.
And do you realize that this same company in Iowa is... Quick Star?
I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that. So maybe, where is that at? That's in a different state?
Iowa.
In Iowa.
It's Quick. They're located in 3 states. They're in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa.
K-Man.
Yes.
Can you go on Google and see if Quickstar in southeastern Iowa is one of the top employers? Or so
your,
says a survey.
Your bidding is my doing master.
You don't really. That was a joke, FYI. You really don't have to do that.
Well, just to show you up, I'll see if I can.
I do appreciate you finding a Chipmunk's version of Freddie Mercury's Queen. We are the champions, or I am the champion, or I destroyed the K-Man and Dr. Ren's current events. So, I mean, as a company, you have to really feel good about that kind of winning on a survey, don't you? I mean, you have to be.
Or it means that you're paying the people too much, and you could, you know, you're losing margin.
Well, Dr. Ren, of all the Quick Trips in the area, which one do you, would you most likely to, you know, which is the best one as far as you're concerned?
As far as I'm concerned, it is the one in Weston on the corner of Birch and Schofield Avenue.
Is that the one that's about 3 or 4 miles away from Weston Lanes, right?
Yeah, it's the one you're passing to get there. I like that one, number one, because, number one, they sell diesel fuel, whereas the one on Grand Avenue that I drive past every single day doesn't sell diesel.
Oh.
And when I'm pulling my big trailer, like when I've got my lawnmower and I've got that big trailer on it, the way those pumps are set up, you can pull that, you know, my truck and my trailer into any one of those stalls. Whereas the one on Grand Avenue, there are times when I can't get my little Kia in because of how people have coagulated themselves.
Well, not to mention the way the semi unload happens at the one on Grand Avenue. They take up 6 parking spots with their semi.
That's awful.
Yep. The only complaint that I have about the Stewart Avenue one is I am addicted to Cherry Coke. And when you go into the soda section, the Cherry Coke is literally, you know, it's a good thing I don't drink diet because I do burn off the calories and the Coke to get the Coke because it is way back there.
What are they doing? Why would they do that? Are there other sodas that are closer?
Well, they put healthy. There's like water and Gatorade. You see, where it's a Quick Trip on Wausau will only have like a half a thing of this because they expanded it. So that cooler section actually goes all the hall. You know,
right.
They have halls that go back to the bathrooms. That cooler section goes all the way down the hall. So instead of just having like a half an aisle of Gatorade, you'll have 2 full doors of 50 million Gatorade products and then orange juice and milk and all that stuff. So you have to walk past all of this healthy food to get at my sugar-laden junk.
Why? Okay, so they're all about helping out the healthy person. But the healthy person is more willing to go further than the slob that is so... I mean, I can't even move anymore.
Actually,
I'm so out of shape.
Not the... One of my tenants is a physical fitness place, Beyond Muscle, downtown. And according to parking was a big deal for him. And I'm like, well, the parking lot across the street, I can give you access to that. And he's like, no, my people won't park across the street. They have to park up right close to the door. I'm like, so you're telling me when people come here to work out, to go on the Stairmaster and a treadmill and this like that, they have to park. They're not willing to walk across the street to work out.
It's actually a true story. I mean, that fact is true because when I had a membership at the YMCA, I hated when I got a lousy parking spot. And I was going there to work out. But you know why I hated it? Because of stupid Winter. Me and Winter are arch nemesises.
Nemesi?
Exactly, K-Man. And I didn't, despite the fact that I was going to exercise, you're right. People that are exercising don't want to have a trek just to get inside to exercise.
Yeah, they won't climb upstairs to get to the Stairmaster.
They'll take the elevator.
Oh, healthy people are the laziest.
Well,
or people wanting to be healthy.
At least, you know, I may be a fat slob, but I'm not a hypocrite. I am very proud of my unhealthy habits.
Well, I'm getting to be kind of chubby slob. I've put on some weight. You know, when I was my heaviest was when I was selling insurance. Because I was always eating and napping all the time when I was selling insurance. Because I was just so...
Were you nap or eating while you're napping?
Well, no,
what
would happen is I would have 4 or 5 appointments in an afternoon, but I would have an hour and a half gap. And all of those appointments were in Wausau, and I'm thinking, no, I can't, what am I going to do for an hour and a half?
So you just took a nap?
I just took a nap because I was trying to rest up for my next appointment, whereby I would be top-notch, alert, and proactive. And quite often when I went to those appointments, they were pleasantly surprised by how alert I was.
So you like taking naps.
I love taking naps.
You should have taken a nap before the show.
I totally disagree, though, with your assertion that naps... What was that assertion you made on Factbook, or whatever it's called, about naps, how...
How long can you nap before it's considered sleep?
No, how you were berating the high-quality traits and characteristics of caffeine, And instead of doing caffeine in high dosages of caffeine, you should just take a nap. What kind of a wreck are you?
I don't know. Naps are good.
I love caffeination. I love caffeine.
What are you going to do? I'll take a nap.
Apparently, I'm going to yell at you on the air about slamming caffeine.
I should have taken a nap today. I miss nap time.
Well, what time did you get up?
1.
Oh, good Lord, man.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M. I don't think I got to sleep until like 8 a.m., though.
8 a.m.
I couldn't fall asleep.
You've got to change your clock there, man.
Oh, yeah, if I change the clock, I'm still going to wake up the same time. It might be like...
You need to change...
10 a.m., but everyone else's will be like...
You need to change your schedule.
Well, you think I wasn't trying?
Has it occurred to you...
You think I want to stay up till 8 a.m.?
Okay, man, it's easier to sleep when it's dark outside because the inside.
I was laying down wanting to sleep.
This is what the K-Man does, happening. Though. He'll stay up.
Was the laptop open?
It was closed.
You realize you should not be putting your laptop right on your lap. Do you understand why?
I never put it on my lap.
Yeah, you're going to microwave things.
If you ever want children, you better stop doing that.
Well, I'm going to put the laptop on my lap right now.
You don't want any little K-Mans running around, huh?
No, I have enough trouble with myself.
Isn't that the truth? Okay, well, we're to the top of the hour in just a moment here. The next half hour will be live. If you're listening to Conversation Digest on the radio, good for you, good listener. However, one thing we have not discussed is the fact that we have a global broadcast via the internet at wasamung.org. Click on the radio link, Hmong radio link. You can hear us on WNRBLP throughout the weekdays, 24 hours a day, wherever you're at.
You should let them know that if it's near the top of the hour, you're live. If it's near the bottom of the hour, you're probably not.
No, at 8:30 we will not be.
No, but even if you're listening to this broadcast and it's 9:30.
Oh, we won't be live at all.
Right.
Because when Conversation Digest was first on the air back in 2007, Lord.
Geez.
We've been on the air for 4 years. Celebrate good times. We were going to have a 4-year extravaganza celebrating our 4-year anniversary. We never did it.
Wasn't that? Oh, that was a couple weeks ago.
Well, yeah. No, actually, we started in August back in 2007. It's September of 2011.
Who
Unbelievable.
Let us on the air?
One of the longer-running shows on the station, I believe, right? We were never at the NTC, though. Never. But we were here, yeah.
Well, the show got noticeably better once I started being a permanent co-host.
K-Man is so congratulatory.
I remember when his job was to call in from various spots.
Oh, I love doing that, even though I was in the other room.
We've dropped a lot of old features.
That was kind of fun to do.
By the way,
I was somewhere else.
20 after the hour, we have reinstated an oldie but a goodie, a feature that we used to have, and it was one of your favorites, I believe, the grab bag.
Oh, the potpourri grab bag of
topic
out
of the week.
Hat. Yeah,
we're gonna start having that again, and K-Man. It's been determined that you will be coming up with random issues, and then we'll pull them out of a bag, but we need a bag. So, Papa, get a brand new bag. Or is it Daddy? Daddy's got a brand new bag.
Come on, no D&D master is without his bag.
Ain't that the truth? Okay, man, at least 10 topics.
Well, I'm going to make some topics up right now, if that's okay with you.
Oh, you rebel. Just kidding, K-Man.
Be easier if I had
I really
scissors.
Do need to. Okay, for you good listeners that have been listening to Conversation Digest on a regular basis for the last 4 years, how many people out there think that I'm too nice to the K-Man? How many think that I'm not nice enough? Or how many people are neutral on the issue and just don't give a
crap?
That
sounds like a good Facebook poll.
Yeah, on Facebook. Yeah, fine. Because there's a WNRBLP. Well, there's a Conversation Digest fan page.
Yes.
Whereby the K-Man and I are administrators.
And both fans should go ahead and pass their vote.
Leah,
Leah,
you're listening. You're listening to WNRBLP Wasa 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. I'm wondering what Leah would say, because Leah's probably going to say you should probably be nicer to that idiot, or something like that.
I think Leah should call in.
Leah yelled at K-Man a little bit when we went.
Leah should call in and be a phone guest.
She won't do it. She refuses
to. What was the question again? That I should.
Should the condition be nicer, or?
No,
wait a minute.
Is the condition not nice enough to, should the condition be nicer to the K-Man? Does the K-Man deserve it? Or K-Who?
K-Mouse. Oh, I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, at 20 after the hour, we'll do the potpourri grab bag topic of the week. And before then, we've got a hard-hitting discussion.
Have you seen the timeline on Citizen Wausau for the whole union thing?
No,
or did you make
the timeline? I have is from Wausau Daily Herald.
I haven't seen the
timeline for. I haven't gone to Citizen Wausau in a long time. Did I ever? Yeah, I did used to go there, didn't I?
I think so. Maybe.
Well, I'm hoping this is the same timeline.
It might be.
The
Except
parade.
The one that says in Wausau was like made up by Dino.
I mean, Wausau did make headline news.
Need to go grab a scissors.
Oh, shoot. Where's it at, K-Man? Where's it at?
The scissors or the headline news? Well, didn't I give you guys knives?
Yeah, I didn't have it with me today. The one time I don't have it with me.
Okay, so we're in September, and Labor Day is just about here. Unless you're the K-Man, then apparently Memorial Day is just
right around
the corner. But what happened in Wausau the past week really did make national news, right, Dr. Rent?
Yes, I didn't realize it made national. I thought, you know, when I read on Citizen Wausau that some of this made national news, I thought he was joking. And I went to a city council meeting, and people were giving the mayor a hard time about being on national news. And, you know, he got to pick out his own wardrobe or, like, you know, most, you know,
national
political
news for a small town like Wausau, which I like Wausau. It's one of the few places I've ever lived that I actually did like or do like. I like Wausau. I would like to stay in Wausau. Whether or not that happens, I don't know. But national news for a town like Wausau can't be a bad thing. No publicity is bad publicity, which isn't really true, but you know what? We'll go with it. But the Wausau Labor Day Parade bans Republican lawmakers' first event in the timeline of events, August 28th, 2011. Right now we're September 2nd. So this is roughly, 4 days ago, 5 days ago. The parade organizers, that is the Labor Day Parade in Wausau, they say the Republican lawmakers were not welcome in this year's events. When I first heard this, what was my initial reaction? I can't even say it on the air. I was appalled with
right,
the divisiveness of
politics.
Right,
because when you heard it,
you probably
heard it what I said, where the headline was Republicans not welcome, and you were thinking, what did I do to offend somebody?
I'm conservative, though. I am not a Republican. You know, because I mean, I'm being honest with you. I'm not a Republican because I think the two-party system is ugh. So organizers of the Labor Day Parade in Wausau, this was August 31st, say the Republican lawmakers aren't welcome in this year's event. The Marathon County Central, I'm not going to this parade, by the way. I
Do
will not
any,
take
like,
part in this.
John Philip Sousa marching music for the background since we're talking about a parade?
Oh, that's for me?
Well, who else would it be, K-Man? You're worried about being expendable, or is it dispensable or indispensable?
Obsolete.
Obsolete. Every time I say something about obsolete, K-Man thinks I'm talking about him. You are not obsolete, sir.
Yet.
He thinks I'm trying to replace him with technology. He really does. I'm not trying to replace you with technology. I wouldn't do that to you, K-Man. You're one of the reasons why Conversation Digest has been such a mild failure, as opposed to a major failure. So the August 31st, we hear that the Republicans will not be allowed to take part in this parade. The council includes about 30 local unions. Oh, gosh. From the Marathon County area, Council President Randy Radke said they chose not to invite elected officials who have openly attacked workers' rights or did nothing when state public workers lost most of their powers to collectively bargain. Republican Sean Duffy's office received notice from parade organizers this week that no Republicans would be invited to walk in the parade. Duffy's chief of staff, Brandon Moody, told WAOW-TV the congressman was hoping differences could be set aside for the family-friendly event. Mr. Duffy was correct by hoping that differences could be made into agreements. That was August 31st. And I didn't know how this all was going to end up. And so we're going to continue to give you a timeline of events in this very heavily publicized storyline in Wausau politics. August 31st, you heard what happened. Politicians banned on August 29th, organized Labor Day. We already knew about that. September 1st. No. K-Man.
Yes, condition.
I'm not going to blame the Daily Herald for this one. I'm going to have to blame me. Organized Labor Day Parade in Wausau. Say Republican. Okay, we knew that. So we already knew about this. Duffy's blah, blah, blah. This timeline isn't so good because I can't really get back into the article.
Yeah, because here, the Citizen Wausau timeline doesn't have the specific days, but he just has it in numbers. One, the Labor Council of Marathon County takes a vote. This vote denies Sean Duffy and all Republicans access to march in their Labor Day parade. Ugh. Two, Sean Duffy sends out a press release saying he is saddened by this. Three, Duff makes it on Fox and Friends to talk it through. Four, Senator Pam Galloway issues a statement saying that this was a mistake. Five, Galloway ends up on Fox.
Wait a minute. Did he really say he was sad about it? Because I don't think...
I don't know. Like I said, this is, you know, once again, there's some literary freedom here. Six, the Mayor Tipple comes out and says that since public funds are used for the parade, it is against policy to exclude someone based on political affiliation. Seven, no response from Radke. Eight, last night Radke sends out an email to local media telling us that he is caving in and Republicans are allowed to walk in the parade.
I would have just said, fine, keep your parade. You know, I mean, that's just, how divisive are we becoming in America where we're saying one party can go to the parade and the other party can't? I understand it's a Labor Day parade, but don't I work? I am not represented by a local union, but do I not work, K-Man?
Do you not bleed?
Yes. Do I not bleed, K-Man? Would I go to...
If I were to trip you down some stairs, do you not bleed out of your forehead?
Yes, I do. When I read this, I was... I mean, what was your initial reaction, K-Man? That Labor Day is... Wait a minute. I thought Labor Day was in May. Was that your initial reaction?
I am stupid.
No, you're not, K-Man. You're very intelligent.
Well...
You're just...
Memorial Day is coming up in a couple
Latin
days.
What's Latin for calendar? You're just... You know, you're just... You know... calendically, you know, impaired.
I'll have to stop wearing white in a couple days.
K-Man never forgets when his birthday is, though.
I did that one year, and it was an awful year.
Well, it's because you had a half birthday. Do you remember that?
No, I remember that birthday.
We celebrated your half birthday.
Well, I was busy somewhere else. I was busy taking time off for a couple months.
Okay, so...
Well, maybe we should celebrate our 7th-8th birthday. What day is it today?
One thing I was going to do was do a parody audio video.
Audio video?
Where I was going to do the voiceover work and sound like a little kid that was getting a piece of candy thrown his way. And then somehow, some way, the person that threw
Republican the... Republican candy or Democrat candy?
No, the kid is a Republican.
But
so,
what was the candy?
The candy was probably just a miniature Snickers bar.
But thrown by a Republican or Democrat?
No, thrown by a Democrat.
And the Democratic...
And the,
okay, so that
But the little kid, unbeknownst to the Democrat, is there, even though he really shouldn't be because he's a Republican. So not only can you walk in the parade if you're a Republican, but you cannot be in the audience because you are an elephant-loving Republican. So the kid is wearing...
Elephant-loving?
Not in that way, good sir.
No, like...
I'm just saying that
elephants.
You're a member of the GOP, and yes, some kids might be. Maybe this is a little bit... exaggerated for the given situation. Okay, K-Man, I don't want to see
two more.
So the Democrat throws the piece of candy, but then he sees the T-shirt of the kid. Maybe it's a Ronald Reagan T-shirt, right? And so then the Democrat's like, wait a minute, that kid can't have that piece of candy because he's a Republican kid. And so the Democrat goes over and steals the candy because it's like stealing candy from a baby. And so we have divisiveness that is so deep and so... gruelingly disgusting in America, where just because your political differences exist, that actually impairs the ability of one person to like another person. Now, I'm conservative, and the K-Man tends to be more liberal, but he is not really all that liberal, I don't think. He won't really tell me. But are we getting to the point where, because of Labor Day parade, Labor Day first began as a holiday that was celebrating labor unions and collective bargaining rights and this and that. Are unions as necessary as they used to be? Dr. Wren, you know the funny thing about this? When Mayor Jim Tipple says, okay, here's the story, Democrats. You refuse to let the Republicans be in the parade. That was their stance on it, right? Okay, that's fine, said Mayor Jim Tipple, but then he also said, look, then you're paying the expenses, right?
Right, because here's you know, kind of the situation. I mean, it is the Labor Day parade has been put on for years and years by the labor
unions. The local labor unions, right.
Just like the Marathon County Fair is put on by the Agricultural Society. It is their thing. But it has, over the years, evolved into a public event.
Community event.
It's a community event.
It doesn't mean what it used to mean.
Yeah, I mean, I think it still means what it used to mean, but it's not just the labor, you know, it's not just organized labor celebrating themselves. Yes, it's the Labor Day Parade, and yes, it's put on by organized labor, but it's a community event. And as such, the community has gotten involved. You know, the fire department shows up. You know, they have their trucks there all decorated, and, you know, the police cordon off streets, and the city does the insurance. It's something that brings people into town.
Together.
These people come into town. They watch the parade route. They eat some, you know, street Latin sugar. And then they maybe will buy something at a local store, like, you know, like Pepto-Bismol because of the street, you know, Latin sugar.
That would help. Maybe that would help your St. Bernard.
And for me, it's just sad when, you know, organized labor is not adult enough to realize that this. It reminds me of the kid on the playground playing kickball who, for whatever reason, you know what? If you're not going to do it my way, I'm going to take my ball and go home. And it's their parade. It's their kickball. And they had every right to say, I'm going to take my ball and go home. But what do you think about that kid who does that? He's just a spoiled little rotten.
And don't you think
rat.
That exactly. This sounds a bit cliched, but they're raining on their own parade. Mm-hmm. If they'd gone through with this, do they know how many spectators would not have gone to this? Well, even if some of the spectators are Democrats, because I guarantee.
I mean, now they are
Democrats.
They are getting this. National media attention. Yes. I mean, this thing. You know, I mean, I bet there's a lot of people who didn't even know that Wausau had a Labor Day parade.
I didn't know.
Well, you thought it was Memorial Day. I mean, no offense, K-Man, but you're 3 months behind.
Oh, now you're getting angry.
Well, gosh dang it, you thought it was Memorial Day.
But, you know, I mean, so it. I mean, it. If they were trying to draw attention, because let's face it, it's, I don't want to say it's ancient history, but this whole union, you know, that big rigmarole, the Capitol building being invaded and all that stuff, that's almost old news.
Yeah, let's get over it.
A lot of people have forgotten about it and moved on, and you know, election time, you know, people have short memory spans as a whole.
Ultimately, the Democrats need to do one thing.
They need to stop this in the headlines.
And, but they need to stop doing this kind of – this is bad publicity for the Democrats. You don't want to do this kind of thing. What you want to do is you want to prove your point on election day.
It alienates the middle. And somewhere, Jim Rosenberg, who is somebody whom I respect highly – he had a great comment here over on Citizen Wausau. I'm just trying to find it quickly because I know you've got your 20 after thing. But where was his comment?
K-Man, the buffering in this is horrible. Hard Knock Life.
It's the network.
Here was Jim Rosenberg. Good call. An effective way to stay in the minority status. If you're in the minority and you want to stay in the minority, here's how you do it. Periodically conduct ideological litmus tests and use the results to shoot all of the moderates on your side. The downside is that we will never have enough votes left to win, but at least we will have assurance of knowing that we are all pure in our partisan orthodoxy.
Okay, what is his political affiliation, or is that left
unchecked? He is definitely a Democrat.
Okay, so, I mean, he understands. He's something
he's
of an intelligent
Democrat,
man.
He's a Democrat, but he makes, you know, like I said, he's pointing out simple fact. You know, if you're in a minority, the way to stay there is to alienate the middle.
You know what this reminds me of what they did, and now this may, a good listener, you may consider this an exaggerated statement. I was watching Hoffa the other night, directed by Danny DeVito, starring Danny DeVito and Jack Nicholson. Hoffa, Jimmy Hoffa, Teamsters president. Or Teamsters union leader, whichever you want. Thuggery, coercion, and brutality, brute force to prove a point and to get union support. When you start doing things that do alienate, which honestly, that's what Hoffa did. You know, we consider that as we, as in some of those continuing supporters of Jimmy Hoffa and now his son, who's still in charge of the Teamsters, if I'm not mistaken. that we bypassed the real reality is that they were actually quite filthy in their antics. You don't do this in an honest fashion. And it wasn't honest and it wasn't right what they did with trying to ban the Republicans from the Democrat. Well, I mean, from the Labor Day parade. If the Republicans tried to ban, if they had a heavy affiliation with a parade and they tried to say, look, because the Democrats didn't support some legislation or they were in charge of something that they didn't agree with in the Republic, I would be completely against it as well. It's not right.
Do you remember when George W. Bush was here in town a while back?
He was here.
He was here in town during campaign season, sitting president, campaigning for, I think it was McCain.
Ugh, that's a mistake.
But, you know, he was a sitting president, came to Wausau to campaign.
Okay.
And it was down at the Marathon, it was down at Marathon Park, you know, they had the grandstands, so, you know, come see the president. Come to Marathon Park, sit in the grandstand, see the president. If you're Republican or undecided.
Otherwise, don't come down here?
Yeah, if you're a Democrat, we're going to ask you about your political affiliation, and you're a Democrat.
That's not good. Because your stance as a Republican is that, okay, let's say hypothetically you're a moderate, or let's say hypothetically you're a Democrat. What we're going to do is we're going to present who we are, and we're going to present our ideology, and you know what? We're going to say this is who we are, and maybe, just maybe, we can convince you that what we believe is actually correct. You don't want to be divisive. You don't want to alienate the opposition. You want to say, you know what, opposition? We welcome you.
Or what about just the fact, hey, this is the president in central Wisconsin.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
That doesn't happen often.
You know, this is the kind of thing you take your grandkids to and say, yeah, we got to see the president.
Well, it's like the Green Bay Packers. They finally go and see Obama. He's a Chicago Bears fan. Those conservatives who might just say, look, Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, B.J. Raji, so on, so forth, don't go to the White House because he's a horrible president. I'm conservative. I say, you know what? He's still in the White House.
He's the president.
He's still the president.
And it's what you do. When you win the Super Bowl, you go to the White House. It's
tradition.
What you do.
So you can't alienate the base, and that's what the Democrats did with the parade. And that's not to say some people who are listening right now might say, well, condition, you're so proactive in pointing this situation out because you're obviously not a Democrat. Well, you know what? It's not obvious what I am politically. Very seldom do I get into the core root of what it is that I believe. And this is a show about entertainment, FYI. For your information, this is a show about entertainment. And there is no actual purpose in me spewing my opinions on the show other than to entertain.
If nothing else, yourself.
Or the K-Man.
You always entertain
Because he
yourself.
Likes arguing with me. He really does.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
So, you know, whether it's in what we saw on the way to the studio or the I don't give a crap moment of the week, political opinions, are they given in the show? Yes. But ultimately, are they even that well thought out? No.
And they are just the opinions of the host. They are not necessarily the opinions of the management, unless the host is the management. But yeah.
Well, that would just be
That
weird,
doesn't happen so. Very often.
So other parades, does this happen in the future? My guess is the local unions will be very unlikely to do this again because it backfired on them.
Yeah, and something that I think, you know, that Rosenberg had pointed out on his own blog, when this first hit, even as staunch as a Democrat he is, he said, you know, this is a very, very bad mistake.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you have your parade. Now, if the Republicans choose to show up in a pro-labor parade...
Let's see what kind of reaction they get from the crowd.
You know, that just, you know, but let them step in their own doo-doo. Don't you, you know...
They went on the offensive, and they shouldn't have.
If you're going to go on the offensive, make sure there's a bullet in the gun.
There was no, it was a, who made this decision? I know it's a local union, but who's the one that steps up and says in the first place, let's take this anti-Republican stance for the Wausau Labor Day Parade? Whoever does this, whoever did
his
this.
His name is Radke.
It is Radke is the one that made the initial, I mean, is that, or is he
Well,
just
I mean,
the,
they have a board, but, you know, he's the spokesman, he's the leader, so, I mean, it's a board decision, but, you know, I'm assuming
it was just
he was
a bad,
part of that.
It was, from a tactical standpoint, it was a horrible mistake.
You know, anybody just needs to Google the term groupthink and read the Wikipedia entry, and this is just a dictionary definition of groupthink.
I don't think I've criticized Obama once tonight, have I?
Yeah, you tried.
Oh, did I?
Well, you can do it just for good measure.
But I did say I would go and visit him. If he invited me to the White House, I'd go and visit the guy. I'd have a beer somewhere
and
with
then
him.
You'd have an argument with him.
I can drink him under the table. And if I had a teleprompter...
I don't know about that.
He can smoke a lot more. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. I don't. They make me nauseated, K-Man. Nauseated. You know what that means? It means I would throw up, K-Man. So
I know what nauseated is.
By the way, we're bringing back an oldie but a goodie, the Potpourri Grab Bag topic of the week. By next week, hopefully, we're hoping that we have a theme sounder for this.
We've been hoping for that for a couple weeks now.
I think a good sounder would be like some type of mousetrap sound.
For the grab bag topic of the week?
Yeah, because you put your hand in the bag and whap!
Oh.
And then, ow!
The K-Man thought that white noise.
Yeah, just some white noise.
I wanted
I don't care what gender or what race the person who got their hand smacked was.
I wanted Alex Trebek on Jeopardy talking about how it was the potpourri... Whatever. Okay, K-Man, let's throw the issues into a bag. Let's throw the topics into the grab bag topic, potpourri bag of the week.
I can't guarantee these are any good.
And they're actually in a bucket, but by next week we'll have an official conversation digest potpourri bag of the week. Who's going to be the lucky picker of the grab bag topic
of the
week?
You might as well.
Okay. Condition reaches in with his scrawny...
If you need any help with the pronunciation from the bad handwriting, I'll let you know.
And pulls out the grab bag topic of the week, which is Andre the Giant. Brilliant. And by the way, we will resubmit these to be used in the future podcast.
And we talked about him last week.
Did I bring him up?
No, he was, remember, we had that that list of things that college professors need to know about incoming freshmen.
Oh, that's right.
And
they didn't know
if
about...
If you're starting college this year as a freshman, 18 years old, Andre the Giant has been dead for as long as you've been alive.
Andre the Giant brings back memories of WrestleMania, the first WrestleMania, if I'm not mistaken.
One of the first.
Whereby Hulk Hogan body slams Andre the Giant. The crowd goes wild. Everyone's watching on cable television. They can't believe what they just saw.
Someone lifted up Andre the Giant.
And this was back when you thought of Hulk Hogan as the Hulkster. And
he was the good all American,
and not the stooge with the fake beard, who just lost his wife to an 18-year-old friend of their son. So Andre the Giant's so iconic, and we all know he's dead, right? He doesn't just become an iconic figure in American pop culture by being a wrestler and a large one at that. He also goes on to be in a very cult classic movie.
The Princess Bride.
Which, to this day, I quite often hear people talk about more than almost any other movie.
It's a great movie.
It is a very good movie.
It has everything in there that you would want from a movie.
K-Man, do you remember, as it pertains to Andre the Giant, when I was going around saying one of his lines from that movie?
Anybody want a peanut?
Yes. Anybody want a peanut?
You sound more like Arnold Schwarzenegger there.
Anybody want a peanut? And I don't know. The condition gets stuck on these lines, with these concepts. I do this, and I won't drop it.
Can we get some Andre sound bites?
Yeah,
let's see if we can get anybody want a peanut. Let's see. There's a video of him and Bob Uecker. When Bob Uecker was talking, was broadcasting for the WWF way back in the 80s, and Andre the Giant does a chokehold on Bob Uecker. If I can get the audio for that, K-Man, that'd be a brilliant way to do it with the potpourri grab bag topic of the week. Man, a Conversation Digest is 4 years old. Did everyone know that? Whether you're listening in Tokyo or Nantucket or Tuscany, Italy.
Bob Uecker interviews Andre the Giant.
UECKER.
4 years old and potty trained.
Hardly. Well, after we lost one of the other former members of Conversation Digest, that's when we officially became potty trained. We don't even need a kickstand anymore, by the way. Okay,
what's that
K-Man.
Second word?
K-Man. Let's find the Andre... K-Man.
Handwriting's bad.
Andre the Giant. Let's do this with Bob Uecker.
Yeah, I got that from this.
Do we remember... Okay, who... the precursor to Big Daddy Diesel, or what's the Big Daddy Diesel's name right now in wrestling? We understand that he is officially... Now, Michael E. Bowman, if he's listening right now, is just absolutely enthralled with us talking about...
He would be a giant encyclopedia for this.
He loves wrestling. Michael E. Bowman loves wrestling. Oh, Vanna what? White.
Hi again, everybody. You know, this thing is really getting kind of serious. Seriously, now, pump up some volume. Locate Vanna White, and I was supposed to.
That's as high as it goes.
Hi, Andre. Hey,
don't
my
worry,
good buddy.
Vanna, you get me. You get the giant, the only professional wrestler who's still undefeated. And Hulk Hogan, I'm proud to be it because now Ted DiBiase is on his way up. That's why he paid me for, to keep you out of the tournament, Hogan. And you are. And I know one thing, and that's why the people go to know too, and that's why they're going to remember. You are the ex-champion, Hogan.
Well, there you have it. I still haven't found.
He is the ex-champion. Don't worry about Vanna White. Now, Hulk Hogan.
He's staring at me.
Hulkamania is over.
Hey, how about getting your foot off my shoulder?
The best part of that, aside from Andre the Giant's brilliant, tactful speaking, if we could get a voiceover guy for this show, I would be thrilled that if he talked like that, or a woman that talked like that, either way. But when Euchre says, get your foot off my shoulder, and it's his hand, I mean, just brilliant. Was it premeditated?
Probably.
What was it going to be? Finding Vanna White, I don't know where that storyline came from. Was it from him trying to buy a vowel? Was it from Pat Sajak being an idiot? I don't know. Maybe
Andre the Giant should body slam Pat Sajak.
Well, Andre the Giant's dead.
Well, back then.
Well, have him. Well, somebody dig up his grave, take him to Walmart, get bit by a bat, bring him back to life as like a vampire zombie. Then
he can tell us what he saw on the way to the studio.
Yeah.
If he body slams, like, I'll take you. And he throws him on the ground.
I mean,
I thought that was good.
You know, what company would he be a good spokesman for? I mean, you know, could you see him like in an Austin Mini Cooper? You know, and
Maybe the
one of those smart cars. They're even smaller than those, aren't they?
How about the United States Marines?
But I mean, I think you're right. I think with the smart car, you know, you could show. You know, he would make a good spokesman if he could fit into it. Then when he comes out, he can show you about the optional, you know, portability of it, because maybe you could like put like a handle on the top of it, like a briefcase handle, and then when he gets out of it, you know, and you know, look how portable they are, and then he picks up his like a briefcase and just carries it someplace.
I just think with you know, that voice, I don't know if he did any voiceover work, but I would love to have someone that sounded like that as the official voiceover person for Conversation Digest. It'd be great, but he's dead.
So we need to talk to the governator then.
I can't stand him. I'd like Andre the Giant's legacy, but I can't stand Arnold Schwarzenegger. However, I mean, was he Austrian? Can we find out real quick?
Yeah, he was Austrian.
Yes.
Wait, who? Arnold?
Andre the Giant.
I thought he was Czechoslovakia.
I'll double check this for everyone.
See, you will not hear this on any other show. You will not hear worthless stuff like this in any other show.
Speaking of not hearing anything during any other show, during that clip, that is the quietest that I've heard the three of us ever.
I was intrigued with Andre, and even as well as Bob Euchre. In addition to finding out if Andre the Giant was Austrian or Czechoslovakian or Scandinavian, could you also find out what
French?
French?
I would not have guessed that.
Anybody want to? What's a French food?
The croissant.
Anybody want a croissant? Can you also find out what the current score is of the Brewers at Astros game, please?
I can play the Princess Bride part of...
Well, no, I just kind of want to know what the score of the Brewer game is.
Well, I can play that while I'm looking it up.
Okay, that's fine. If you would, please.
Vicini.
Hey, I can hear this
he
one.
He can fuss.
Fuss. Think you like to scream at us?
Probably he means no harm.
He's very, very short on charm.
You have a great gift for Ryan.
Yes. Some of that.
Enough of that! Fuzzy, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, we all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it!
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah!
I don't remember that scene.
Well, that's where you got the line from.
I always hated how the really intelligent guy died. It wasn't necessary.
Well, he probably wasn't really intelligent. He just thought he was.
I think he really was very intelligent.
Well, not smarter than the man in black, I can tell you that.
I didn't want him to die. Well, it's inconceivable as to why he had to die.
Oh, I see what you did there.
All right. K-Man.
Yes, condition.
Brewer score.
0-2, Brewers.
You mean 2-0, Brewers.
No.
They're away.
Brewers aren't winning.
Yeah, but no matter where it's at, it's always the winning score first.
Astros. Brewers.
Astros are winning?
Astros 2-0.
Which, oh, zero, which is the number of jobs net gained in America in August this year.
And since it's the Astros, I will go ahead and say, roll.
I was going to say something like,
yeah.
The Brewer scores are, 2-2. Meow, cat, 0. Meow, screw it.
He's going to get
drunk.
And on
that note.
You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Thanks for listening to this live portion of Conversation Digest. K-Man will play the end portion of the show with some music so that he is not considered...
Well, I'm playing the ender.
Replay. We'll do it.
It's buffering.
No, see...
Oh, that was the wrong one.
Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
That was loud as...
Yeah, it's...
Each and every week at 7 o'clock, sharp, Conversation Digest live, if not pre-recorded, if not vintage episode. But right now, we'll... segue into the second portion of Conversation Digest from 8:30 until 10, the vintage portion. Don't forget, K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion starting at 10 o'clock until midnight tonight. Each and every Friday at 10 o'clock until midnight on WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, free people, free radio. Thanks for listening. K-Man, turn off the microphone. WNRBLP.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.